At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In a world that teaches you your dark past justifies you becoming a villain, clearly doesn't understand Christianity and what it truly means to live an authentic Christian faith. I mean, culture is replete of examples in movies of trying to justify villains' horrific actions because of the past. Look at the famous Kung Fu Panda meme with the white tiger, Master Shifu, trying to justify his villainous actions with his past with Master Shifu. Then look at the story with the scene with Goob in that movie where he says, "They all hated me." And it's like the scene with him playing on the baseball field where the baseball hit him in the eye. And it tries to justify him becoming a villain in the story. Both are a prime example of modern-day culture trying to make a villain seem like the good guy. But at the core of the gospel is the overwhelming testimony that even the most vile men and women can turn from the most depraved sinners to the most holy saints. Look at the story in the Orthodox Christian tradition of Saint Moses the Black, who regularly robbed and took people out, then turned to Christ and lived his life as a celibate monk dedicated to Christ. I mean, talk about a 180. This guy went from destroying the image of God to turning into an image of God himself. Although he was imperfect, that was the power of the gospel can and will transform you into the image and likeness of Christ if you let him. The problem is our society puts these justified crash outs, and I put that in air quotes, on full display because as a society that has separated itself from God, we don't believe in redemption. We don't believe in somebody can be forgiven for the evil they have committed in the past. And we are not willing to extend grace even though Christ has extended us even that same level, if not greater levels of grace for our sins, though we didn't deserve it. Though the worldly culture around us doesn't believe in forgiveness and redemption for past sins, the scripture has many quotes on the forgiveness of sins that people can be redeemed and be transformed. Some of my personal favorite scriptures on forgiveness are Mark 11:25, "And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Or Colossians 3:13. "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have any quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye forgive others." So how much more should we be imitators of Christ in this godless world and glorify our Father in heaven by extending grace to those who have wronged us and forgiving them and turning the other cheek? Just as the world doesn't really believe in forgiveness, so they also don't really believe in redemption. As worldly wisdom says, people don't change. The saying, "once a cheater, always a cheater," are still prevalent in today's society. But that worldly wisdom runs contrary to the gospel of Christ. Here are a few scriptures where the Bible says about redemption. In Isaiah 44:22, "I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." Or 1 Peter 1:18-19. "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Or Psalms 107:2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe." I will share my testimony here in a second with Psalms 107:2, but I do want to make the point that it is never okay to commit the evil that was done against you to others as well. Though society may put on a pedestal these villains were justified in a sense or try to make them seem justified, that is never acceptable in the Christian faith. Ultimately, we must end this cycle of hate by loving our enemies at some point. Somebody must eventually take the high road and prevent the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth vengeance cycle. Without it, no healing or redemption in this world is possible. It will ultimately lead to the mutual destruction of both parties if one person does not take said high road later on. As Scripture says in Romans 5:8-11, "But God shows his infinite love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Just as Christ was our example, so also shall we also follow his lead." I want to end this pop culture topic about not becoming the villain with a little piece of my testimony. I was once an orphan and was not held for the first year of my life. As Scripture says, God puts the lonely in families. I was given a loving Christian home by a family which I am eternally grateful for. But as time went on and the wounds of the past sins that were done against me and the trauma it caused me started to fester in my teenage years, I started lashing out and getting into fights and being an all-around unpleasant person to be around. Ultimately, I came to the end of myself and went on a fast. Asked for Christ to save me, and he indeed redeemed me. But not only did he bring salvation to me that day, but he also brought me freedom from trauma and many of the other problems that plagued me for years. He restored my relationship with my family that he so graciously blessed me with, and even put me in a faith family with people who support me. So don't give up. Seek Christ while he may be found. Life may be hard right now, but take on Christ's yoke and you will find it as easy and light. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast episode about me railing against modern culture, saying it's okay to be a villain. And I would really appreciate it if you followed the podcast and rated it 5 stars, as this helps us get the show out to more people. I thank you for joining me until the end, and God bless.